And now for a tiny desert concert. That's when we bring local bands into the KJZZ studios to play a couple of songs for us and talk a little bit about the music. This month, though, we did things a little differently. For the first time, our tiny desert concert was in the desert. Phoenix singer-songwriter Justin Moody met us in a wash in South Mountain's Box Canyon, accompanied by his guitar, a park ranger, and KJZZ's soundbite truck. Moody's music is both melancholic and inspiring. It's simple, using just a guitar and his voice, but its heart is in its storytelling. Moody and I started by talking about the ways he's inspired by the desert that he plays in.
I love during monsoons and the smell of like the creosotes and just that it's everywhere and we have so many different landscapes in the desert here in Arizona and surrounding Phoenix. And I love nighttime in the desert and driving around with the windows down and just getting a whiff of the dirt and all the trees and hearing all the animals. I love the desert so much.
Let's talk about one of the songs you played for us today. Let's talk about Begging O Lord. It sounds like kind of a heartbreak song. You tell a story here that feels very old-fashioned in a way. Mm-hmm. I wonder if you can walk us through what this song is about.
For the most part, I lived in Prescott for 10 years, moved up there in middle school and finished community college up there. And living up there, there was a really great bluegrass festival, and there was a lot of really great Western musicians. And the story just kind of came about from just meeting people around town. And I've referenced going to jail, and I've never gone to jail, but just different stories that I heard throughout living in Prescott and talking to people.
We've been talking to Justin Moody, who just recorded a few songs for us in the desert here at South Mountain. Let's take a listen to one of those songs. This is Begging O Lord.
Brothers down the road, just waiting by the river for a preacher to donk his head. He's saying, God, I love this girl, I'll give her the whole world, but she don't understand me at all. Well, she thinks I'm dead till I'm crawling on in her bed, oh Lord. Yeah, she thinks I'm dead till I'm crawling on in her bed, oh Lord. I think the devil's got my girl, she can't sleep at night, saying, Justin, please pray for me. Well, I don't got that strength, I probably don't know, perfect flame just annoys me. Well, I don't get on my knees to pray till it's time to beg, beg, please, oh Lord. No, I don't get on my knees to pray till it's time to beg, beg, please, oh Lord. I'm headed back to town just for a while. My sister's there begging me to stay. She said, it's been so long, you probably don't know just when you'll go or how long you stay. She's saying, oh my brother, please stay with me. I can explain the things you cannot see. Cops are at my door, they're looking for me. My mother's begging them to let me be. Now he ain't done nothing, he probably never will. Just give him a chance to be free. She's saying, oh my brothers, please let him be. He's not different, why can't you see? sitting in the jail, just waiting for my bail, or someone to rescue me. I swear that when I get out, I'll burn this whole town. I don't care what they do to me. Well, I don't get on my knees to pray till it's time to beg, beg, please, oh Lord. Well, she thinks I'm dead till I'm crawling on in her bed, oh Lord.
That song, Begging the Lord, is from an older album, from the balcony scene.
Yes.
So you've come out with a new album now called Bruiser.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit about that, and how is it different, and what does it represent to you?
Bruiser is really special to me because it's the first piece of music that I've recorded all myself. And just I did it all at home, and throughout recording it, I moved to another state, and I moved back quickly, and my best friend was in the hospital for a while, and so there were quite a few things that were really important during that, and just the fact that I did it myself, and it was my first step towards doing something that I'd really like to get better at.
Yeah. So you also played Orange Blossom for us, which is from this new album,
mm-hmm.
and it's an instrumental song. Like, there's no lyrics in it, obviously, and I wonder, how do you make the decision to approach it that way? Where does that decision come from?
Growing up, I listened to a lot of like John Fahey and other singer-songwriters and folk musicians that would incorporate instrumental songs. And so once in a while, I get a song that sometimes I just can't find a melody over it. And then sometimes there's just enough in it that it just sounds really good to me. And so with Orange Blossoms, that one came really easy. Just because living here in Phoenix, you know, there's always that time of the year you smell the orange blossoms, and the vibe of the song just really hit home to walking around and smelling that.
Yeah. Is there a story behind that?
There is. I moved down to Phoenix, and I had lived in Prescott for 10 years. And when I moved down, I was working at a nursery that my mom worked at for almost her whole life. And it's closed now. It's Baker Nursery. And they had bunch of orange trees in the back, and there was just one day, it was a beautiful day, I had just like washed my hands, I had like a little dirt on my wrists, and the sun was coming down, and I was walking, and I just got this immense smell of orange blossoms and jasmine, and it was just a really beautiful smell. So I went home and just wrote a song about it.
We've been speaking with Phoenix singer-songwriter Justin Moody. Now we're going to hear the second song he played for us, In the Desert. This is called Orange Blossom. That's Phoenix musician Justin Moody performing in a wash in South Mountain's Box Canyon. You can see a video of his outdoor performance at kjzz.org/tinydesertconcert. And a special thank you to South Mountain Park and Ranger Justin Olson. If you were in a band or you know one that you'd like to hear play at the KJZZ studios, send us a note at the show@kjzz.org.